Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
On Tuesday, May 7th, the Kenai Peninsula Borough met to discuss the mayor's proposed budget for fiscal years 2025, which is set to begin on July 1st. According to Mayor Peter Machicki, the goal of this fiscal year is to reduce mill rates wherever it's possible, minimize the impacts on taxpayers, and maintain an affordable revenue and trajectory over time. Currently, the borough's mill rate is set at 4.3. They expect to receive $178 million in money from property taxes, sales tax revenue, and other outside sources.
We have approximately 50% of our revenues are sitting in property tax, and then our sales tax is at the 44, which we all know goes to education as a whole, and then our others, fees, federal, state, and interest.
Said Finance Director Brandy Harbaugh.
Sales tax is anticipated to be flat this year. We talk a little bit about sales tax. We're seeing that during the first two quarters from September through December, we are seeing an actual negative 0.4 on our brick and mortar side. And so we do think the sales tax is flattened.
However, before a final decision can be made, the community must have the opportunity to voice their thoughts on the proposed budgets on the May 21st and June 4th meetings. Graduation week is underway in the KPBSD, and here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more information.
It's graduation week for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Each day this week, schools will celebrate the graduation of the class of 2024. Individual school graduations are organized by school, location, date, and times on the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District's website.
First of all, I want to wish a happy congratulations to all of our 2024 graduating class,
said KPBSD Assistant Superintendent Carrie Dondurant during a call to KSRM's Morning Update with Matt Wilson.
We do have 19 graduations this week, and so instead of trying to name all of them, just letting people know to go to our website or the Facebook page for additional dates, times, and locations.
Dondurant said that this year the school district will survey all alumni to analyze the effectiveness of the district's students' school completion preparedness.
Kind of on the graduation piece of it, we are conducting our alumni survey to gather input on how KPBSD prepared graduates. And so this survey will be open through May 17th. So if you graduated from the KPBSD, we would love to hear from you.
Graduations began on Monday night with ceremonies in Nanwalek, Port Graham, Cooper Landing, River City Academy, and Kenai Central High School, and will continue throughout the week. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District serves 42 schools, covering more than 25,000 square miles of geography. It's the 10th largest school district in the country by landmass. Find the full list of graduations by school, location, and time by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Alaska Legal Services Corporation welcomes Maggie Hum as an executive director. Maggie began her tenure as executive director with the organization on April 22nd. After an extensive six-month national search, the board of directors unanimously determined Maggie was the best and most qualified candidate to serve as our new ED. We are excited about the future of ALSC under her leadership and to continue ALSC's tradition of cultivating leadership development within the organization, said ALSC board chair Joe Nelson. Maggie Hum has provided dedicated service to the ALSC for nearly 21 years, including the roles of intern, staff attorney, supervising attorney, deputy director, and most recently, interim executive director. During this time, she's proven herself as a tireless advocate for victims of violence and sexual assault and underserved families and youth, as well as a collaborative leader. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.